This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match. And today, one of these two guys is going to have the opportunity to win their very own jukebox. Okay, guys, you players ready?
Yeah.
Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right, here we are. We got a couple of hot players ready to go on Starcade, so let's meet them right now. And you are?
My name is Owen Steen. I'm 18 years of age, and I come from Sacramento, California. And I work as a video technician in Sacramento.
I understand you're a third-degree black belt?
I used to be. I don't practice anymore. I practice video games now.
Well, I suppose you can chop on the fire button and do pretty well. Welcome, Owen. Nice to have you here. Good luck to you. And you are?
My name is Bill Frenier, and I live in Pleasanton, California, where I work in a major Dublin area restaurant where I'm a cocktail waiter and a part-time bookkeeper.
Uh-huh, good. You ought to be able to take home a lot of money working those two things.
I hope so.
All right. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous jukebox. Well, that's something. And it's portable. So shake hands, and let's go play Starcade. Head over to the podiums while they head over there. Kevin is going to tell us about today's five games. Kev?
We've got some vicious competition for Bill and Owen on today's show, Jeff. Our video game lineup starts with Megazone. They're all around you and after you. Next, it's Pole Position 2, moving hot and heavy for the number one slot. Then Vega's Battle, the power of Varga lives to destroy. Then Cosmic Chasm, you're in the black and blasting. And Mach 3, warming up for a fast takeoff. Jeff?
Thanks, Kevin. Some interesting games among today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, automatically, you win a nice prize. And automatically, Kevin will whisper to the home audience and tell them what it is.
The mystery game is Cosmic Chasm.
All right, that's the mystery game. They know. It's up to us to guess, I guess. Hands on buzzers. I'm going to ask you a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. In Wild Western, what does the player ride? A, a white horse, or B, a stagecoach? Owen.
A white horse.
A white horse is right. You pick the first game. What are we going to play first, Owen?
How about Mach 3?
Mach 3, yes. That is a wild shoot-em-up game, and you'll be flying your airplane in just a moment. Kevin, tell us about Mach 3.
Mach 3 combines the speed of the F-15 fighter with the thrills of laser game realism. And suddenly, you're a part of an experience unlike any other, traveling at mind-boggling speeds, seeking out enemy targets which are enhanced by your onboard computer. You're about to take an incredibly realistic ride into the space age, traveling at Mach 3 speeds. Hang on, Owen.
Okay, Owen, a couple of hints. If you can hit the helicopters, that's 1,000 points each time you hit that. And you're listening too, Bill, right? Some people get confused on what shoots what. The trigger, if you hold it down, shoots your machine gun steadily. You don't have to go like that. You just hold it there. You have two buttons on your control that'll shoot the missiles. You have to push that. Or off to the left or right, you have also missile buttons, okay?
Okay.
And bomb buttons if you choose the bomber. You can choose the fighter or the bomber, whichever one you want.
Okay.
You all set? All right. You have 50 seconds, Owen. Get ready. Get set. Got him. Great shot. 26,600 points. That was great flying. On, head on back. Here comes Bill. Well, Bill, he hit almost every target in sight. And over here, Bill, I'm over here. He hit almost every target in sight, including a helicopter. So you got your work cut out for you.
I sure do.
Good thing about Mach 3 is when you lose an airplane, you have three of them. When you lose one, you don't lose any time. So just keep on flying, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck to you. You will also have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Okay, Bill, yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Hang on. We'll be back in just a second. See who gets to choose the next game right here at Starrcade. Don't go away.
Some of the Starrcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. The grand prize today on Starrcade is the 2001 Jukebox. It's microcomputer controlled with room for over 200 of your favorite records and a digital readout that informs you of the 10 most frequently played tunes. The 2001 microcomputer controlled music entertainment center furnished by Centuri. And for your jukebox from KTEL, a $250 collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together. From the country sound of the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader. A great grand prize waiting to be won here on Starrcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. Let's see where we are after Mach 3. Bill, you have a score of 8,300. Oh, and you have 26,600. Bill, you're starting off in a little bit of trouble here.
I got a lot of catching up to do.
You sure do. There's still another game to be played in this round, of course, and then the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So I have a question for you. If you get it right, you get to choose the next game. If you miss it, your opponent does. Hands on buzzers. In Mappy, when the game begins, how many red cat burglars are there? Yes, Owen.
Five.
No, there's only one. Only one red cat burglar. Bill, that gives you the advantage, and you need it. Pick a game you're good at, and you can score some points. What'll it be?
Like Cosmic Chasm.
Cosmic Chasm.
All right.
That means you get a prize automatically. That's a mystery game. Kevin?
It's Explore Computerized Chess by Sisies, a challenge for the serious chess player. It can solve mate and four problems, has a sensory board, it's easy to use, and portable. Explore Chess by Sisies.
Okay, Bill. Now, yesterday there was a poet, on the last show, rather, there was a poet, so I'll give it a try here. Let's get the directions to Cosmic Chasm from Kevin, the man who certainly has them.
Henry Wadsworth Edwards, that's what I'm going to call you, Jeff. Come in, Earth. This is the mothership of the Cosmic Chasm space station. Our station has been seized by a hostile force. We cannot reclaim, so we must destroy. We are launching one of our smallest ships to maneuver through the tunnels and the chasm of the station. Our mission, to reach the central power core, destroy it, and then flee the way we came before we, too, are destroyed. Wish us well in the Cosmic Chasm.
Well, I wish you well in the Cosmic Chasm there, Bill. A couple of things. You have a thrust button, a fire button, and a shield button. Now, you only have 50 seconds, so don't be afraid to use your shield if you need it. If you get hung up, blast your way out and get to the next chasm, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you need some points. You wish you good luck. Turn around. Get ready. Get set. Play.
Play.
All right, you'll have time for more points. 15 seconds. You did really well on that, Bill. Way to go. Head on back, Owen. Come on down. Well, Bill found a game he knows, Owen.
Well, I got to play good on this one, too.
Yeah, are you a Cosmic Chasm player?
I used to be. I forgot now.
Just like your black belt. You used to do that, too?
Yeah, I used to.
Well, let's see what happens here to you. You have 50 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. You are a Cosmic Chasm player. Nice going, Owen. Head on back. We're going to total up the scores now. Both players had a chance to play Mach 3 in Cosmic Chasm. Now, one of you is going to play for a very special prize as we go to the name of the game board, whoever has the highest total. Bill, you have 21,250. Owen, you have 39,500. Boy, you're running away with this thing, Owen. Come on out here. Keep your back to the board, if you will, please. We're going to show you 4 video games. If you name the games correctly, there's a prize waiting for you, and Kevin will tell you about that.
Owen, for 3 out of 4, you'll win LaSonic's portable AM-FM radio cassette recorder with LED display, separate bass and treble control, and a 3-speaker system, a great companion at parties from LaSonic. And for 4 out of 4, it's a White metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's Electronics.
All right, well, let's see how well you do. Turn around, take a look in the upper left-hand corner. Is that Congo Bongo or Jungle King?
Congo Bongo.
Right you are. Number 2, Mark Darts or Puyan?
Puyan.
Puyan, no trouble yet. Number 3, in the center, Jump Bug or GB?
Jump Bug.
Jump Bug is right. Going for number 4, Space Encounters or Space Invaders?
Space Invaders.
Right, you got all 4. You're not only a good player, you know your video games, so you've got a nice prize, as you know, White metal detector. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see if Bill can catch up and who's going to take home their own jukebox.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. Living inside a video game can be perilous. You could get wrapped up, thrown down, outrun, trapped, splattered, dunked, derezzed, bounced, and even bitten. It's no easy job being inside a video game, but it's certainly different. And now back to a man who knows more about video death than any other man, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Well, Owen, you got the name of the game prize. Bill, you have the mystery game prize. Would you probably trade that for about 20,000 points right now, wouldn't you? This is round 2. It's the big challenge. Only 1 game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores. Top score in all games. Going to get a chance to win the jukebox. So if you guys are ready, hands on buzzers, and I have a question. What is the name of the baby ghost in Junior Pac-Man? A, Yum Yum. B, Little Goody. Bill.
Yum Yum.
Yum Yum. You're right. Okay. Well, you need this advantage. You're going to pick the last game, and what's it going to be?
It's a tough decision. I think Megazone. I'll pick Megazone.
Megazone. Okay, interesting choice. Kevin, tell us about Megazone.
Ship to Earth, ship to Earth. I am about to enter the Megazone. It looks quiet enough, but
But wait, here they come, fiercer than ever now. Quick, they're all around. Fireman, fire! There it is. Make for the power source so we can re-energize. They're all around us in the Megazone.
Yes, okay, Kevin. Well, Bill, you need some points.
Definitely.
Two things you can hope for. You can hope you score an incredible amount of points in Megazone, or you can hope that Owen trips on his way up here and cannot complete the game. Either one could win it for you.
Sure.
All right.
I'll take either one.
What you want to do is look for the eyeballs. You score extra points if you hit them. If you find a small eyeball, hit that, then there'll be a tier. Get the tier, and all the enemies on the screen will be obliterated. That's the way to get the bonus points. I don't know whether you'll see the small eyeball or not, but we'll see. You ready to go?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
40 seconds on Megazone for Bill. You ready? Get set. Play. Bill knows his Megazone. Good play. Oops. Congratulating you too soon. 20 seconds. Second, going good. Things are about to get a little tougher. There's an eyeball. Got it, good. Pick it up. There we go. 1,520. Nicely played, Bill. Head on back. Here comes Owen. Owen did not trip on his way up to play Megazone.
Almost.
All right, Owen, you ready to play this game?
I'm ready.
You have 40 seconds also. Get ready. Get set. Play. Well, he beat you by a little bit on Megazone, but probably not enough to take the game. Head on back. We'll total up the scores now and see who's going to have a shot at their own jukebox. Bill, you have a total of 24,770. And Owen, you have 42,550. You are some player. Congratulations. Any game you're not good at?
Yeah.
Well, boy, they didn't show up today. Bill, he was tough, wasn't he?
He was, definitely.
Well, we're glad you came, and thanks for being here in Starcade. We have some nice gifts for you, and
Thank you.
You won the mystery game prize, right?
Right.
So it all wasn't a total loss. Nice to meet you, Bill.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And Owen, you have our grand prize. Kevin will tell us about that.
Owen, you've won the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
Oh, yeah, good. I'm delighted you got it then. And also, you've got a chance to play for our grand prize, your very own jukebox. We'll do that right after these messages.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive DataSoft. Turns your Commodore 64, Atari, Apple, or IBM into the hottest arcade game in town. Nibbler and Genesis are just two of the many popular arcade games available now from DataSoft, the leader in home computer software.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, champ, now is a chance for you to win your very own jukebox. I shouldn't call it a 2001 microcomputer music entertainment center, and I'm calling it a jukebox. Anyhow, there's still two games unplayed, Vegas Battle and Pole Position 2. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Vegas Battle, you'd have to score at least 4,504 points. If you pick Pole Position 2, you have to score at least 6,681 points. Those are the average scores of more than 28 players who play these same games. Now, I understand that you've reached your decision, and you picked Pole Position 2?
Yes, I did.
All right, Pole Position 2. That means if your score is 6,681 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win the jukebox. So while Kevin tells us about Pole Position 2, let you and I get ready, and we'll go over and play the game. Owen?
Owen, to your racing machine, the race of a lifetime is about to begin. The challenge has been made. Four tracks await, the Fuji, the Suzuka, the Seaside, and a special test track. Owen, start your engines. prepare to race for the pole position.
Thank you, Kevin. All right, Owen, you know you need 6,681 points or more in 30 seconds. You can pick the three tracks, but you can't pick the test track. That's a little too simple, okay?
Okay.
All right, and the Fuji track is one you may be familiar with, but they're all good tracks. Well, you're such a good player. I don't have to tell you about pole position, too. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'll stick
all right. Fuji. Good luck to you. You going to go with the Fuji? All right. Get ready. Get set. Play.
Prepare to qualify.
30 seconds. Going for 6,681. Any traffic coming up? Let's do that. 10 seconds. Here comes the hairpin turn. Can you do it? Go! Oh, no, just under 6,000. Yeah, with this one, if you crash, you're out of luck. But, oh, and you won so much more, and you're such a good player. Nice to have had you here on Starcade. A lot of friends coming to congratulate you. This is Jeff Edwards on Starcade. See you in the next show. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.